This episode of Blow Jam is brought to you by Roan.com. Get 20% off at tryroan.com/blow when you use code BRIDGE20. Hey, buddies, it's Blow Jam Presents Pod Smash, the world's best podcast that reviews podcasts. I am your humble, modest host, Delia Blow Jam, and with me as the star of the show, my co-host, Ryan Blow Jam.
That's me.
That is you. And we got a lot to talk about on this episode. Got a lot of good news. Got a lot of good podcasts for you. But first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to Ashley. And I'm sorry, Ashley, I can't remember your last name, but I see you at Subterranea a lot, Kevin Kober's house. You're so sweet. You listen to our show, and I appreciate it. And she gave us a recommendation. It's called The Dollop, which I have yet to listen to. Have you heard of that podcast?
Yeah, I think I've heard it before. It's all right, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's like one
comedian.
I can't
remember because I listen to so many.
Yeah, and you're crazy. You listen to it on double speed.
Well, 1.5, but...
I can't do that. I feel like it ruins the integrity of the audio.
Probably. I don't know. But...
Well, that's how you get through so much content for the listeners of Blow Jam.
Yeah, I'm just used to it, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm like... 1.5 speeding audiobooks too. Like.
Wow. So it's like every podcast you listen to is like a 1920s fast talker.
Yeah, pretty much.
But
hey, butter, butter, butter.
Hey, butter.
Yeah, it's like a, but yeah, Ashley, she messaged me on Instagram. She said she left because she had a panic attack. She was listening to Blow Jam.
Oh, that's so nice.
On her way back home. So
aww,
that's cool.
That is really nice. Thank you again, Ashley. You make this all worthwhile. Aw, shucks.
She's our one fan.
Yep. All right. Well, let's get into it. Let's talk about top three podcasts in our feeds this week. So what was good? Buggy.
All right. My number one is Punch Up the Jam. It's a podcast where Miel Bridau and a guest take a top music hit and try to make it better. This week, Miel and her guest, Amir Blumenfeld, punch up the 90s hit Hook by Blues Traveler. Kind of blew my mind because I never actually listened to the lyrics. It's like a really meta song. So, like, you know, it's hard to understand. I'll just read it to you.
Okay.
So here's some lyrics. Here's the first verse. It's like, it doesn't matter what I say, so long as I sing with inflection that makes you feel I'll convey some inner truth or vast reflection. But I've said nothing so far, and I can keep it up for as long as it takes. And it don't matter who you are. If I'm doing my job, then it's your resolve that breaks because it's the hook that brings you back. I ain't telling you no lie. The hook brings you back. On that, you can rely. It's a pretty good hook, too.
Yeah.
I used to think he was saying the heart brings you back, but I'm like, the hook? And he's just singing about, like...
Nothing.
Singing about how he's singing about nothing, and it sounds like he's saying something, but he really isn't.
And then the hook brings you back.
And then the hook brings you back. I'm just like, wow. It's like the whole song is like that. And he does, like, some weird rap in it.
Oh, can you read the rap part?
He does a rap in the middle that...
Oh, yeah, I remember the rap. I remember being in gym class, and Mr. Cook used to play music to get us pumped up while we were running around. And, like, I would try to do the rap, and he was like, bla, 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 like a Bone Thugs and Harmony type thing.
Was it like a suck it in, suck it in? Suck it in, suck it in, suck it in. If you're Rintin Tin or Anne Boleyn.
What?
Make a desperate move or else you win. And then begin to see what you're doing to me. This MTV is not for free. It's so PC, it's killing me. So desperate, I sing to thee of love. Sure, but also rage, hate, and pain, fear of self.
That is so fucking 90s.
I don't know, he's got so many dudes. Like, and it doesn't make any sense. So.
On the next Pod Smash, I'm going to memorize it and perform the rap.
And he says he wants to burn all the cities to the ground.
Sounds like you. You got mad songs about that.
But it doesn't make any sense. And then, like, the next lyric, he's like, none of that made any sense. The hook brings you back.
It's very self-aware.
It's like, it's really funny, actually.
That reminds me of my TED Talk. So go back and listen to the Blow Jam episode where we do TED Talks with Guy Raz or Deal Raz. Don't say anything, yeah, but it's really funny.
Yeah, it's like the hook.
Yeah, just like the hook, bringing you back.
But I still hate Blues Traveler. Okay.
Okay, on to me. So this is a weird segue from something so nice and cute to something really fucked up. This is Reply All, hosted by PJ Vogt and Alex Goldman. And this episode is called The Real Enemy. But rather, it's three episodes because it's a three-parter. There is some serious dysfunction in Alabama's Democratic Party, which you wouldn't really think because Doug Jones won. You'd think that they'd all band together and be all enthusiastic, raising funds, getting them seats. But there is an insane power structure. Like, the old school was Dixiecrats, and they were fucking racist as fuck.
Oh, yeah, segregationists.
So then Dr. Joe, I can't remember his fucking last name, so he's a black guy, and he fought so hard to get control. And he appointed his friend, who is the Democratic chair, but she legit does nothing. Like, she's been in that seat or in power for 30 years. Her mailbox is full when you call her. She doesn't open her mail. She doesn't raise funds or allocate funds for anybody who's trying to run for office. And it's like Doug Jones wants to replace her because it's like, if you suck at your fucking job, you should go. And that's just a power struggle back and forth. And you think that their enemies would be Republicans. Nah, it's within the party. Oh, sounds like Democrats. So wow. Check it out.
Heavy. The Democrats.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
Fuck them all, for real. Fuck all of us. We're dead. It's over.
We're all dead.
Yep.
All right, so on a lighter note, my next one's Bizarre Albums. It's a podcast about the most bizarre albums in history with host Tony Thaxton. This week they did Twisted Sister's Christmas album from 2006. It's called Twisted Sister, A Twisted Christmas. And their version of Oh Come All You Faithful is pretty amazing. And I'm just going to play that for you because there's no way other way to describe this.
Wow, this song sounds familiar.
Yeah, so you get it. I might actually buy that album.
Yeah, do it. We're not gonna take it.
They do Silver Bells, too.
Oh, come on, you faithful. Oh, my gosh.
Silver Bells. Let me see how it goes. Wow, this is like a five-minute skit.
It's like a 1990s rap album where it's like skits. What the fuck?
Yeah, never mind.
Okay.
We're all good. Carrots,
please. Oh, my God.
Why do they have a skit for every, like, song?
It's like 90s rap, where they do, answering machine stuff and skits.
Yeah, they're like, Silver Bells!
Yo, get it on album.
Yeah, I'm going
to. Go all the way.
Definitely. All right, so what do you got?
That is awesome. That's really hard to follow. My next one is called Endless Thread, which was on Ryan's new podcast segment a while back, and I'm into it. They do like Reddit posts. They read Reddit threads and dive deep. This one is called Feeling Adrift. And basically, there is this guy, all right, he's a dog trainer, and he has a unique business car with like his phone number plastered all over the place. So his car got stolen. Who the fuck would steal such a conspicuous car? Fucking idiot. So he reached out for help on his local Reddit thread. And everybody was like really on board taking pictures. I saw it here. I saw it there. Giving him leads. And he was like right on this person's tail. And even the local news got involved and wanted to interview him about it. There was a confrontation. He found his car. It's the funniest thing in the world. So absolutely listen to this one. And then there is a cute little, well, not a cute, it was kind of disturbing, second story where this woman only had one post and she was reaching out for help. And she's like, my husband is obsessed with building rafts, like the floating rafts. And she thinks that it's very unhealthy.
That's just weird.
Yeah, and people were giving lighthearted responses, but then they got like really, really concerned. And she's he's like making his 6-year-old son build rafts with him, and it's all he does outside of work.
Why?
I could see you get into something like that. Like, you get obsessed with weird shit.
Not Raph's.
No, like, not Raph's.
What was that pizza place you used to work at downtown? Remember, it was across the street from, or right by the Rathskeller on State Street.
Daddy-O's?
Daddy-O's,
or
yeah.
Big Daddy's?
Big Daddy's or something like that.
Yeah.
I remember I was in there getting a slice of pizza, and the guy, like, ran in. He had his, he had that big van.
Yeah, I drove that van.
Yeah, and it had, like, his logo on it. It was, like, obviously the Big Daddy van or whatever.
Right.
Like, he runs in to go get a pizza, right? And he runs back out, and the van's gone. He's like, he's like, someone just hopped in, because he left it running, and someone just hopped in and stole his van.
That's even worse than this guy's, like, sedan or whatever.
I know, but they found it up by the high school. They just, like, joyrided, you know, like, probably to get to the next bar, probably going to the Belmar or something.
Wow.
They found it up by there. It was like, that's pretty funny.
That's fucking bold and brazen right there.
He's like,
there.
Someone just stole the van. He's like freaking out.
That is the most conspicuous van. It was bright yellow.
It was bright,
like,
yellow and red.
Big Daddy all over it. Yeah. Wow. And then drove it 3 blocks away.
That's super funny though.
I hope it was a dare, because that guy or girl is my hero.
Like, as soon as he left and came in, he was only in there for like 2 seconds. He grabbed a pizza and ran back out, and then the van was gone.
That was fucking fast.
He's like, did you see who took it? I'm like, no, I didn't even notice. I'm like, oh, shit.
Never leave your car running.
Yeah, I guess not.
Actually, it would be okay for me and Ryan, because we drive standard, and like,
oh, yeah, they can't.
5% of the population still remembers how to do that.
Not too many.
Yeah.
All right, so my number three is 99% Invisible. It's a podcast about technology and design with the host, Roman Mars. This week's episode is called The Eliza Effect. Back in the 60s, there was a professor at MIT named Joseph Weizenbaum. He created a computer program that was a simple chatbot named Eliza. It could interact with users through, like, typed conversation. Like, you ask it simple questions, and it will pretend like it's answering you, like it understands or something. But he enlisted some people to try it out, and he saw that they were, like, instantly, like, entranced by it, like, became obsessed with it, and, like, were, like, tell them their most, like, intimate secrets. And it really, like, disturbed Weizenbaum, like, to his core. He was like, I can't believe these people would trust, like, this simple computer program that's not really, it doesn't really understand what they're saying. But it was learning from it. And so he spent the rest of his career speaking out against AI. So he kind of, like, invented it and then, like, tried to, like, destroy it.
Oh, that's too bad. It didn't work.
Because he saw how crazy, you know, people just put their faith into, like, this AI stuff. If he was still alive today, he'd be, like, freaked out by, like, Siri and all that. Like,
oh, yeah. AI is taking, like, over my work,
Cortana,
too.
Cortana, fucking, yeah. Siri. What's ours? Bixby?
Bixby.
Bixby.
I've never once used Bixby.
I never used Bixby. Or OK Google, whatever.
Yeah, we got an Amazon Alexa and immediately put it in our downstairs bathroom.
Yeah.
Fucking cabinet.
I liked it for a while, but
we used it like twice.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Bixby.
Sorry, Bixby. Oh, I said, okay, Google.
Google. What's Google's girl's name?
No.
Or guy? Ah, who gives a fuck?
I don't know. You just say, okay, Google. Nope.
Wait. Hey, what's up?
Loud and clear.
Oh, my God. All right.
Wow, don't say
good
that.
Good timing. Okay. Jesus Christ.
So, I wonder if I set it off on everybody else's phone.
Wow.
Who's listening? All right, so what do you got?
Yeah, my last one is pretty weird. It's cute. I like this one. So it is This Is Uncomfortable with host Naima Reis. And her guest is this guy who had lifelong insomnia. And finally, he found his miracle medication, which helps him get a full night's sleep. However, he sleepwalks. Even though it's restful sleep, he'll do shit like sleepwalking, sending his friends like weird text messages, but namely buying shit online. And it's really cute.
Oh, that's not good though.
No, but I mean, like, it's cute. His subconscious self is cute. He bought himself a 5-pound bag of Airheads candy, also a 5-pound bag of jelly beans, and like a nice comfy sweater. And he's like, oh, I like my subconscious me. I want to take care of myself. You know, I like cute little things. Until one day he got a confirmation email that he bought a billboard in, like, Louisville, Kentucky, which he lives nowhere near. And he was like, what the fuck is on this billboard?
For jelly beans? Or
no, you're going to have to listen to it to find out what he put on the billboard.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really funny. I like this guy's subconscious. All right.
I think I ordered some shit when I was drunk. Remember when I was like,
you ordered a bullet belt.
A bullet belt.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I actually hung it up in our band room, and I'm praying to it before every practice.
I have to wear it for every show now.
Mm-hmm.
I have to wear the bullet belt. So if you see us live, I'm going to be rocking a bullet belt.
You're so punk rock. Yeah. Speaking of punk rock, let's do the most punk rock thing and try to sell you some products. Hey guys, girls, and all you coolies in between, Roan is offering an opportunity to receive 20% off Roan products at tryroan.com. Now, Roan is a men's performance lifestyle and premium activewear brand that is engineered for unparalleled quality and comfort. And I don't know if you know this, but I am not a man, but I'm married to one, and Ryan fucking loves it. And that's because Roan makes something for the modern man, regardless of the occasion. In addition to an awesome collection of premium shorts, shirts, tank tops, socks, swimwear, Roan engineers clothing that's perfect for the office, long flights, and commutes. And Roan's commuter collection, in particular, is their performance alternative to everyday workwear. Roan offers everything from pants, polos — Ryan fucking loves polos — and shorts, and shirts that are all lightweight, comfortable, and wrinkle-free. Wrinkle-free, that's a selling point right there. So also, the commuter collection is good for all weather. Anytime from a weekday in the workplace to a weekend barbecue, that's the best when you have apparel that is perfect for any occasion. You don't have to change it up every day. From work to the home to the parties and what have you. It's just like, hey, whatever, it fits. And Roan, I gotta say, it's spelled R-H-O, and it's a Nancy, E as in Edward. You absolutely must check it out and get that 20% off, yo. So to save 20% on your first order, go to tryroan.com/blow and use code BRIDGE20, like Bridge Over Trouble 20. So again, that's tryroan.com/blow and use code BRIDGE20 to receive 20% off. And we are motherfucking back. This is the time in the show where we talk about what's new in our lives. In our blow jam nook. So what's going on, Buggy? What have we been doing? Because I don't remember. I do a lot of drugs.
Well, last night we went to Kevin Cobra's house, and he had like a punk show in his basement. It's pretty good. The Challenge played, Walking Distance, Floodlands, and the Bro Bros. It's pretty good. We went, Matt, our drummer Matt went too, and but Jack did not go. I don't know.
Jack is antisocial.
Yes.
I do like the Challenge. They're from New York City. And
very
dude,
good.
Yeah, frontman can drink his ass off and still play really well. I wish I was like that.
Oh, yeah. They got an amazing bass player, too.
Yeah, that's talent right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Floodlands killed it, too.
As always, they're one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But Ryan told me something kind of cute, kind of cool today, which is Meatwad, our shitty, fucking, crazy, fat, nasty neighbor.
Wow.
I know. I can't say enough good things about her. Well, she got her karma back, and she must have a lot of enemies because somebody smashed her hatchback window.
Yeah, it's like she's got like a minivan. Someone smashed the back window in. Like,
It wasn't us,
so.
I want nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
I don't retaliate.
Well, the way she acts, I bet she's got a lot of friends, you know?
Right.
She's She doesn't have too many friends, I don't think. She's pissing a lot of people off, I bet.
Yo, okay.
If she's that confrontational all the time, someone probably smashed her window, you know?
I have something to equate this to, which is the most recent Sword and Scale episode. Actually, it's a future episode because I'm a patron. I get it ahead of time. So this is a future review. I have only listened to, like, the first 30 minutes of this episode. And, like, it's my dad's birthday after we record this. We're going to my aunt's. I kind of don't want to go. I want to finish listening to this episode. It's about neighbors feuding. And I think that my situation is bad. Nah. All right. It results in death. I'll tell you what. So first things first, one neighbor, their kids are stealing packages off of another neighbor's house. And they were all friends. They were all cool. So the dad went over and confronted that family and brought a police officer to scare the girl. And she started crying. Shit hit the fan. So that guy's got chickens and he's not allowed to have chickens in city limits. And they reported him. And it kept going back and forth to where two families were ganging up on this one family, just screaming at them, making noise, honking when they drove past. And it got to the point where they were threatening to rape that family's daughter up the ass and get everybody in the neighborhood to do it, and that they'll pay people to do it if necessary.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's... Our beef's not that bad.
No, it's not. But it got me thinking, like, you never know. Like, a neighbor could totally shoot up somebody. So I just want to tell you guys I love you. If I get shot, I lived a full, nice life. I am only 33. But, hey, I'm cool with it.
Well, we're just not even engaging with that.
No, we never ask for it. We don't go down there. Like, everything that's happened. Oh, and guess what? What really reminds me of Meatwad is that their kids... were enlisted in the abuse, and like they told their kids to beat up the family and to do everything they could to terrorize it. It reminds me of the way that like she has her kids, like sticks her kids on us.
Oh yeah, throwing rocks at her.
Just kids are pawns. Kids are fickle. Tell kids to do anything and they'll fucking do it.
Weird. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm gonna do Ryan's new podcast.
Ryan's new podcast.
All right, so you don't have to sing it.
I do it every time.
Okay, so number one is the Catch and Kill podcast, the podcast about the cast of sources that Ronan Farrow used during his investigation of Harvey Weinstein. It's hosted by Ronan Farrow. This is the first episode. It's called The Spy. It's about a private investigator named Igor Ostrovsky, who was contracted to surveil Ronan Farrow on behalf of a secret client that Igor later found out worked for Black Cube. Black Cube's an Israel-based agency or roots in the Mossad. And they were working on behalf of, you guessed it, Harvey Weinstein. Once Igor found out, he actually crossed over to warn Ronan. They actually become like friends.
It's so cute. Like, they drink together.
Yeah, and he's actually interviewing him on the podcast.
Yeah, the person who was paid to tail him.
Yeah, he found out, he warned him. He's like, they're watching you, man.
Yeah, because he found out about Black Cube, and he's like, this is fucking wrong, and reached out to Ronan, because he reached out to the FBI and everybody. Nobody gave a fuck.
Igor's got some morals and standards, yeah. Even though he's a PI. But I give it 6 pence down the richer and 1 Eve 6. It's pretty good.
Is this a 90s day?
I guess, yeah.
Nice.
So...
That is an excellent podcast, by the way. Fucking awesome.
Do you got a thing? Or?
No, I don't. Not for this particular segment.
Okay.
What else you got?
You don't have a new one? Oh, you're doing a true crime thing. Okay.
Oh, I already did. That was my Sword and Scale.
Oh, okay. So
yeah. You got the reins.
My number two is Boomtown, a podcast about the oil boom in West Texas with host Christian Wallace. I listened to the first episode. It's called Highway to Hell, Chapter 1. In this episode, Christian Wallace takes us back to his hometown in the Permian Basin. He interviews a few of the people whose lives have been upended by the biggest oil boom in U.S. history. It's a pretty interesting cast of characters. He talks to like a musician guy who's like he's anti-war and like, and he's poetic and he likes to play music in all these bars and he's like an environmentalist too, so like. It sucks that he had to go get a job in the oil field, you know, cause, to support his kids. Cause,
that's all they got.
Yeah, so he's got to work to support his kids, but he's also, like, destroying the environment. So he's trying to get money for his kids, but he's kind of like destroying the environment that the kids are going to have to live in. So he's dealing with that dilemma.
That reminds me of you because sometimes you have to make coils for missiles and your work won't tell you because they know that it's going to piss you off. But what can you do?
Yeah.
Get a new job.
Yeah, I guess.
Speaking of jobs, I do have a new podcast, Buggy.
What?
My work has a podcast. Like, it's marketing purposes, and I heard the CEO talking about plans for the future, like different employees, they have their own episode.
Atlanta Communications has a podcast?
Actually, Ansiphone. Oh, fuck, I didn't want to say who I worked for because I don't know if they want to be associated with Blowjam. Also, by the way, I do not do drugs whatsoever. I'll enjoy an IPA, but no, I'm not losing my job over Blowjam. I fucking love you guys. I'll be with you till I retire.
She doesn't do all that cocaine.
No, I hate cocaine.
She doesn't do any heroin.
Fuck you. I don't. How can I like keep my life together if that's going on? I've never tried it.
But anyway, Boomtown.
Oh yeah, sorry, I cut you off.
I give it a Sum 41 and a Blink 182.
Wow, the theme is real.
All right, so my number three is All Told. It's a podcast about engaging stories, important issues, and new perspectives with host Jessica Contrera. I think she writes for New York Times and shit, or an investigator or something. I listened to the first episode called The Frontline of School Security. This episode is about Columbine High School and about how in the 2 decades since the shooting, the school has led the way in finding threats before they go too far. Much of that has come down to one man named John McDonald. So, pretty good. I give it a Matchbox 20 and 2 Black 47s.
Who the fuck is Black 47?
You know them. They're an Irish band.
No, I don't.
All right, they're pretty famous, and your whole family listens to them. Like Connor's into it, your cousin Emily.
I'm a bad Irish American.
Your dad knows Black 47.
Well, I don't know where I've been. I'm just I exclusively listen to Blowjam and my friends' bands.
Well, it's probably not something you'd like. It's like,
it's not metalcore.
No, it's yeah, they're just like kind of like a Irish punk band.
All right. Well, I'll figure it out. Maybe we'll listen to it at my dad's birthday party. And we just have one more segment before we hit the road. Special shout-outs. Or I don't think you have a nay.
No, I don't have any nays.
Cool. We're being positive because I don't have a bad podcast to report to you. So we're just going to skip ahead to special episodes that we want to tell you about.
Okay. Do you got a shout-out?
I do. Once again, Mobituary is hosted by Mo Rocca. I'm so sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. I just love people who are dead and celebrating their lives. This is about the woman who sang the song Gloria. Gloria, I think I've got your number. All right. Anyway, sorry. I'm not going to play it. So here's the background, or here's like what he started out with and finished with. The St. Louis Blues hockey team had the worst record in the NHL in January 2019, sort of, you know, towards the beginning of the season. But they like went out to party and they got into the song Gloria and used to play it, you know, for practices to get pumped up. And that was their anthem. And they ended up winning the Stanley Cup. They went from last to first in the same season because of that song.
The Stanley Cump?
Stanley Cump. You know what? I'm sorry. Okay? I'm sorry. All right? I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's funny.
Okay. So the lady's name is Laura Branigan, and she had an interesting life. She sounds like a really good person. She also did, "And I'm your lady, and you are my man."
All right, yeah. Yeah. Sounds like a Tina Mars soundtrack.
Yes, definitely. And she did "How Am I Supposed to Live Without You" before Michael Bolton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that is my special shout out, Laura Branigan.
Yep. Bet my mom was probably your number one fan.
She's got a great, powerful voice.
Pretty good, yeah.
She was really upset that she didn't get to sing the song from the Titanic. "Cause you're here, there's nothing to fear." Not many of you have heard that song before, so I just wanted to sing it right now.
Okay.
She would have done a great job. She would have been better than Celine Dion. Fuck you, So I was going to call her Ceylon. Ceylon Musk. Yo, I can't talk. It's the end of the episode. You finish up. I'm just going to stand in the corner and beat my chest and cry.
I heard Celine Dion won the Stanley Cup.
All right. Fuck you.
So my shout out was Radiolab, a podcast about science with hosts Jad Abumrad and Robert Krolwich. So this week's episode was like a repeat, but it was pretty good. So it's called Things. It's about whether or not objects have the power to move us. And it was pretty cute because Robert Krolwich had his wife like going through like a museum, these ancient things. And he's like, he had her touch the flag that was on the moon. And he's like, you don't feel anything? She's like, I feel nothing.
She has no emotional ties to objects.
Yeah, like the first plane, like a fabric from the wing of the first plane that made flight. She's like, nope, it's just, I mean, it feels, I don't know. She's like, like, Roberts is like, wow, man. Like, he gets transported back in time and stuff. And like,
he's like very into it.
Some people are more affected by objects than others. I am some objects, you know, but not a lot.
Just for me is the object of my affection. And I'm looking at his eyes right now. I love you.
I'm not an object. Quit objectifying me.
But you're so sexy. Well, look at you flipping your hair back. You know it.
My favorite object is the Stanley Cup.
Ah, all right. Well, guys, you've been very nice to us, very patient. Once again, Ashley, thank you. Please follow us on the social medias. I'm Sincerely Robots on the Instagram. We got a Facebook page, Ryan's at @blow_jam on the Instagram. I'm doing this out of order, but who gives a fuck? Yo, rate and review us. I'm hungry for them 5 stars. Look, even if you don't like us and for some reason you accidentally listened to this whole episode, we'd really appreciate it. Anything else you want to add before we sign off?
No, it's good. Bye.
Okay.